I'm Paul Vodra.
And I'm Tony Pareko.
And this is the Hometown Sounds Podcast. So we got these trees from the Japanese. Come on. To the Hometown Sounds podcast. I'm joined this week by Hometown Sounds live picks contributor Tony Pareko. Welcome.
Happy to be here.
Awesome, awesome. So we started out the show this week with a brand new song by Middle Distance Runner, Cherry Blossom Bop. They haven't put out an album since 2009, and this is their coming back, which is really, really awesome. And I wish that it had come out a little bit earlier so I could have included it in the last Tribute to DC podcast I did. Really great stuff.
Which was your second Tribute to DC podcast.
It's true. Yeah, I like DC a lot. It deserves lots of tributes. So we've got a lot of great stuff for you on the show this week. We're going to kick things off now with a brand new, actually this isn't even new, this is not even yet released officially track by one of my favorite duos, Vandeveer. This is Henry Lee.
One, two.
Girl, you have in that merry green land still waits for.
heading down that winding road between here and there. Gonna breathe deep, lay my soul bare. Up in the mountains where the air is clear. From the fire curls up towards the sky. Laughter and light dancing right. Up in the mountains where the air is clear.
That was Saving Grace by The Stick Mob, and that actually came out back in 2011, but I just became acquainted with them a few weeks ago at the Music Still Happens Here Volume 2 show at IOTA that was organized by Derek Ivry, and I really like them. They have a stand-up bass, and they dressed very well, which I appreciate. And before that, we had Henry Lee by Van Devere, the duo of Mark Charles Heidinger and Rose Guerin.
And you saw Van Devere this past Friday, right?
I did. I went to the U Street Music Hall, and the headliner was Matt Costa, who is on Jack Johnson's Brushfire Records label. And Van Devere was opening, promoting their soon-to-be-released album, Oh Willie Please, which comes out, I believe, at the end of the month. And they were selling advanced copies, and I bought one. But don't tell anybody. This one is a collection of murder ballads, which was kind of awkward to talk about on Friday night, given the week that just had happened in Boston. But they handled it pretty well, I think. And it's definitely interesting to see them take their music in an oldsy-timesy direction, which I think was pretty cool. So excited about that. Now we're going to play some tracks selected by Tony. And the first one up,
it's called Best Friends by the band Foozle. They're a young group of college kids from Gaithersburg, Maryland. And they kind of get together on their winter summer breaks and will do just like a tour. I saw them at a house show last spring at a place called The Rocket Ship. And I just really dug their fun, youthful punk energy.
Awesome. All right. Foozle.
So there goes my best friend. She is my shoulder. I want to lean on her through those hard times. And he is my best friend. My other shoulder. I need to talk with him through the sad times. And these are my best friends.
Somehow I do. This is not the job for
So that was CAT Scan with Au Naturel. Now, both Foozle and CAT Scan are bands with exclamation points at the ends of their names.
They're very exciting.
They are. So CAT Scan is an electronic rock duo, a couple of guys out of Vienna, Virginia. And as you could tell, they're a funny couple of guys. And I'm really into their sense of humor. They've got some funny gimmicks going on with their band. Like, they did a mini version of their album, which is all, like, 8-bit video game versions.
And, yes!
Yeah.
Totally awesome.
And they've got another funny project where they are putting up one song, one new song a month on their Bandcamp page, and then deleting it forever.
Mmm. It feels very much like old school They Might Be Giants.
They actually cop to being big They Might Be Giants fans, so, yeah.
Absolutely makes sense. All right, so next we're going to play a soon-to-be-released song by a ska band, Kaz and the Day Laborers. This is Grateful.
Must be easy to say, just calm down.
So that was Glass by Black Hills, and that's the electropop project of Aaron Estes.
And he used to be in a band called Bellman Barker, which did not sound anything like that. They were kind of an indie rock band. I actually got my hands on a demo. They put out an EP a long time ago. That was pretty good. And then they put out they didn't put out this demo, but it found its way into my hands. I think it was through a record store day bag, one of those free gift bags that they give you at Crooked Beat. And I didn't even know what the songs were called, but they were really good. And this was like 2010 or maybe even earlier. And I've had this thing in my iTunes for years waiting for it to come out so I could know what the songs were called. And then they broke up. And that made me very sad because I really actually like those songs.
Well, you can ask Aaron on Friday because he's got a show at Velvet Lounge.
If he wants to talk about his whole band. Find out what the songs were called. Yeah.
Or just stop by the Black Cat. He's one of the sound guys there, actually.
Oh, yes. Yes. So then before that, we had Unset the Sun by Exit Clove. What do we know about Exit Clove?
Exit Clove is a band I hadn't heard, but so I'm in a band called Black Checker, and I just keep a Rolodex of bands in the area, and I just realized I hadn't listened to them, but then I saw that, Paul, you saw them at a show at the Strathmore Mansion, right?
I did.
It was a big record release show with like two other record releases.
That was curated by Belfleur. Amazing show. So much going on. Perhaps a little too much going on, actually. They were sort of shuttling everybody between rooms. You know, they have a band set up and a band playing. And so there were literally like nine bands on the bill, and it actually flowed pretty well. And Exit Clove was one of the later bands, and they sounded great. They're really great to see live, polished musicians playing interesting instruments, which I really appreciate. And we started that set out with a new song called Grateful by Kaz and the Day Laborers. Kaz is a very old school ska singer, was in the Checkered Cabs back in the 90s, did a song with the Pie Tasters on their Live at the Black Cat CD, which I have loved since 1995 when it came out. This is their new release, I believe coming out at the end of the month. Kaz is also the singer in the garage soul band The Ambitions, which was featured on Hometown Sounds last summer.
I remember that.
Very, very good stuff.
I'm also really not surprised you picked that song because I know you love your ska, Paul.
I do. You know, some people say, you know, there's a period in your life, maybe high school, maybe college, where you form your musical tastes and they kind of stay with you for life. And, you know, you can learn to love other things and you probably will, but you know, there's always that music that just reminds you of that particular time of life when it was great. And for me, that is 90s ska. And that is not cool because it is not in anymore. But it's still going. The Pie Tasters are still rocking and they're still packing in shows.
They do shows all the time.
They do. They're not necessarily putting out new material anymore. Eh. But I'm okay with that because I love their older material. So what do we got next, Tony?
Next, we have a song by a singer-songwriter from the area called Flo Anito. The song's called Work. I really like her. She reminds me of kind of like an American Kate Bush. Very prissy, very feminine. And I really love the organ parts in this song, especially.
He paused to tell me that he would call me back. With nothing more to say, it doesn't call back. What's up with that? He can't make up his mind. It's all or nothing. It's nothing at all. Then it's everything. It's all symbolized with a stupid 2-second telephone call. And I hate the phone. I love him, but I can't tell you why I do. 1 minute I glimpse a prince, the next I'm asking, who are you? There's no consistency except his persistent resisting me. Juxtaposed with the saying he's missing me and I'm missing him too. So I'm kind of confused while we're both alone. He's too afraid to swim till he gets left ashore. I feel like jumping in, said I want more. So come on, pretty cat, you better get your head wet. It's a life of tip or tap. You gotta give if you want to get. He says it's too much drama. I'll never be happy, I'll never be good enough. I think he's kinda lazy. or maybe more likely, my baby don't really love me like I love him. Cause if he did, he think that I was worth the risk. I thought it was, so I've been waiting here, but I guess it is what it is. He hasn't hit the tip of this iceberg. He's loosening in his grip.
Watch the ships out on the pier, coming in from everywhere. Hopped on as soon as he could go, held on as long as he could dare. And after he burned down, spent 10 days out on the sea, he pointed his sails west to where the people never sleep. He said, I'm gonna make this city my city, my city, my home. Restless heart was always looking for my fit, so I pointed my wheel south on a search of it. I crossed the Caney Fork 5 times, drove all through the night, until I finally came to rest under the stars and neon lights. Said, I just might make this city my city, my city, my home. Cowboy boots don't fit the way that they should do. After 2 years here, not in love like the rest of you, I played the country radio till the static won my ears. I drove all through the night, I wound up back at that old pier. And that was when I learned a hard and simple truth. Sometimes you make the choice yourself. Sometimes the city chooses you and says, I'm gonna make this boy my child. My child is home. My child stays with me wherever he goes. This boy, my child is home. My child stays with me wherever he goes. This city, my city, my city, my home, my city comes with me wherever I go. This city, my city, my city, my home, my city comes with me wherever I go.
So that was This City by Uptown Boys Choir, and Uptown Boys Choir is the project of a great local musician by the name of Kevin D'Souza. He's someone who's playing, always playing in about 6 or 7 different projects. As such, he sort of hasn't gotten a ton of recognition as a songwriter, and this is sort of his big foray in that realm, and I really want to see him begin to get the recognition that he deserves.
And that song arrived to us very recently, is that correct?
So recently. In fact, it was about 5 a.m. I guess Kevin got back from a show he did with the 9 songwriter series at a winery called Quattro Goombas last night, finished mixing it and got it to me in the wee hours.
Well, we very much appreciate that timeliness. So that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. But as usual, I would like to remind all of our faithful listeners that you can subscribe to this podcast in iTunes and Instacast and Downcast and whatever Android has and all sorts of great podcasting things, because I love podcasts. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/hometownsounds. We are on Twitter at hometownsounds. Every weekday, we play a DC music video of the day on our website. You can check that out at hometownsoundsdc.com, where you can also listen to our 24/7 DC music stream for free. You can also listen to that stream for free on your iPhone or Android smartphone or whatever other smartphones there are out there, Windows, Facebook, with the free TuneIn app. If you want to submit DC music to Hometown Sounds or to sponsor the station, you can email me at dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. And of course, to support the musicians you've heard on this podcast, buy their music and see them play live shows all over town. And we have one last song for you on this episode. This is brand new stuff from We Were Pirates, the project of Mike Boggs. For the last few months, he has been scoring a documentary feature called Dear Mr. Watterson, which is, of course, about the cartoonist, the reclusive cartoonist behind the beloved Calvin and Hobbes strip. The soundtrack for this just came out. The movie is on the festival circuit, yeah. I believe, now.
It just started getting some screenings last week.
And it has not come to DC yet, but you can be sure that many people, including me, will be letting you know when you can see this movie and hear this score. So this is the lead-off track from the score called Sunday Paper. Hope you enjoy it. See you next time.